Canto 25. If it should happen, if this sacred poem, this work so shared by heaven and by earth, that it has made me lean through these long years, can ever overcome the cruelty that bars me from the fair fold where I slept, a lamb opposed to wolves that war on it. While the passage was a reminder that fair Florence was the home for which Dante longed while writing the Divine Comedy, Langdon saw no reference to any specific location in the city.
What do you know about data charges?
The woman interrupted, eyeing her iPhone with sudden concern.
I just remembered my son told me to be careful about web surfing abroad.
Langdon assured her he would be only a minute and offered to reimburse her. But even so, he sensed she would never let him read all 100 lines of Canto 25. He quickly scrolled down to the next 6 lines and continued reading. By then, with other voice, with other fleece, I shall return as poet and put on, at my baptismal font, the laurel crown. For there I first found entry to that faith which makes souls welcome unto God. And then, for that faith, Peter garlanded my brow. Langdon loosely recalled this passage, too, an oblique reference to a political deal offered to Dante by his enemies. According to history, the wolves who banished Dante from Florence had told him he could return to the city only if he agreed to endure a public shaming, that of standing before an entire congregation, alone at his baptismal font, wearing only sackcloth as an admission of his guilt. In the passage Langdon had just read, Dante, having declined the deal, proclaims that if he ever returns to his baptismal font, he will be wearing not the sackcloth of a guilty man, but the laurel crown of a poet. Langdon raised his index finger to scroll farther, but the woman suddenly protested, holding out her hand for the iPhone, apparently having reconsidered her loan. Langdon barely heard her. In the split second before he had touched the screen, his eye had glossed over a line of text, seeing it a second time. I shall return as poet and put on, at my baptismal font, the laurel crown. Langdon stared at the words, sensing that in his eagerness to find mention of a specific location, he'd almost missed a glowing prospect in the very opening lines. At my baptismal font. Florence was home to one of the world's most celebrated baptismal fonts, which for more than 700 years had been used to purify and christen young Florentines, among them Dante Alighieri. Langdon immediately conjured an image of the building containing the font. It was a spectacular, octagonal edifice that in many ways was more heavenly than the Duomo itself. He now wondered if perhaps he'd read all he needed to read. Could this building be the place Ignazio was referring to? A ray of golden light blazed now in Langdon's mind as a beautiful image materialized, a spectacular set of bronze doors, radiant and glistening in the morning sun. I know what Ignazio was trying to tell me. Any lingering doubts evaporated an instant later, when he realized that Ignazio Busoni was one of the only people in Florence who could possibly unlock those doors. Robert, the gates are open to you, but you must hurry. Langdon handed the iPhone back to the old woman and thanked her profusely. He rushed over to Siena and whispered excitedly, I know what gates Ignazio was talking about. The gates of paradise. Siena looked dubious. The gates of paradise? Aren't those in heaven? Actually, Langdon said, giving her a wry smile and heading for the door. If you know where to look, Florence is heaven.